Welcome to Geek Obelisk.
Welcome to Geekopolis. This Atron, that over there, Jeep Jape.
Hey, yeah!
We're here to talk about geek stuff or something.
It is. It's Geekopolis, and we talk about geek stuff.
Shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck is your problem?
I'm just excited.
Why are you coming at me? We're just trying to start the show, and you're gonna fucking say dumb shit like that? God damn it! We can't do anything right! We can't even start a show right! You're gonna sit over there and say fucking stupid shit about geek like they don't know that! Who do you think we are?
We're dead, Tron.
You know what? No more of that shit.
How do you want me to do this? Just tell me how you want me to do this! Just tell me how you want me to do this!
Did you just piss yourself?
Yeah.
That's hot, bro. That's super hot, dude.
Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't piss myself.
Daddy likes it when you piss hotness.
Piss myself again.
Oh, it's so warm. I'm touching it. Good gravy. I love rubbing your piss off your pants.
That's all the piss I have.
More.
That's all I have. Help me, listeners.
You sounded like a terrible fairy from like an 80s movie that got trapped right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me!
That'd be a horrible thing if you were a fairy trapped by you, forced to piss for your pleasure.
I just got my hand like cupped on your soggy drawers, yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, you just want fairies to piss on your tongue.
Hey, man, we all got our own things, you know what I mean?
Hey, whatever makes us tick, right?
Which is apparently fairy piss.
Fairy? Well, yeah. I mean, if you got a fairy pissing on you, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, well, it tastes different than normal human piss. Human piss is like a little kind of vinegary, you know what I mean, kind of bitter. But fairy piss is like sweet, almost like orange juice. Like orange juice and green tea mixed together.
Where have you been getting your fairy piss at recently?
Well, different. I mean, you can't get it from one place. There's like multiple sources of fairy piss.
Right. Have you been ordering it from Thick Sticks magazine again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, that's one of them.
That's not. You know what? I'm glad you found a place.
Yeah. The best fairy piss. ThickSticks.com.
That you could get that.
I mean,
SnarfButtholeParty.com.
SnarfButtholeParty has been great about sending me all the fairy piss they can find. It's because it's a rare commodity, so
fairy piss.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's not that many fairies out there,
but there's about 10 left.
Really?
I've got 2 trapped in my basement.
That's what that scratching noise is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fairies that I have pee, so I can drink it.
Damn, you're living the dream, man.
Well, I mean it. They're so rare, like, I invite people over to drink my fairy's piss.
It's really your piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, they're still getting fairy piss because I'm drinking the fairy piss and I'm pissing out fairy piss.
Okay.
Got boom!
It's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's like 2 degrees of fairy piss.
Dropping some knowledge on you.
Very good.
I'm dropping knowledge.
I just farted right there.
Hopefully
it won't
be too
bad.
Is that what we've been reduced to?
Yep.
Just piss and shit jokes?
It's strong, bro.
This is where we're at right now.
Yep.
You're going to come over here. Well, I did make you piss yourself.
So you did. So that's on you.
Yeah. My bad, people.
That's on you.
Okay, maybe we should talk about some of these topics we have.
Yes, topics, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got all these topics written down.
Yeah.
And let's discuss.
Let's hit it.
It's really just a drawing of a dick.
It's, you know what, you're an artist, though, and it's not just a drawing of a dick. To call it a dick is to not do justice to the drawing that you've done.
Sure, agreed. Yeah, well, I mean, I spent a lot of time on this, you know what I mean? I was worried about you, I wanted to impress you, I wanted to show you that I did have great dick drawing skills, so I wanted to amplify what I could bring to the table. And so, it is a dick, you know what I mean? It's a large dick. Veiny, you know, hairy, it's a little wet, you can see the moisture kind of glistening on the tip of the penis, you know? But also, it's a metaphor for our society and how we're kind of crumbling and everything's not working so great, because it's not fully erect, it's kind of half erect. rag, you know, and there is some semen dripping from the end. Like, it's like we've already came. It's we're falling down. You know, our society is a crumbling mess, and it's, you know, the reference is that it's a dick that's already came and is kind of losing its, you know, the blood is coming out of the penis and the dick is kind of, you know, becoming unerect.
And you know, I see that, and I what my eye was really drawn to, besides all of that,
yeah,
was
yeah.
how you have the really nice cropped pubes at the end, so it's yeah. still everyone's trying to make it appear like we're yes. living in this great society. When
yes.
in fact, if you look closer, you can see the graying of the hair,
mm-hmm.
and they're showing that, you know, age is a part of this
exactly.
horrible
you know,
system.
That's what I'm saying. And then you have those just saggy, awful balls just hanging off this dick, and it represents like the elderly in this country kind of weighing us down with, you know, Social Security and Medicare and all these problems we're dealing with and how we can't get out from underneath it.
And if we castrated the dick and we killed all the old people in the country, it would be the perfect solution to what's going on right now.
Exactly. So I'm trying to tell everyone, cut your balls off.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Join us. JP and I have already done it.
Yeah, totally.
We cut our balls off.
Totally. They're gone.
I... Did you cut your balls off too, dude?
Dude, you sent me the fucking email. Of course I cut my balls off.
Because I've been in a lot of pain.
Gmail comes up. Boom. From Andytron. Hey, bro. Let's show society what's up. Cut your fucking balls off. Then you had the attachment, four picks, your balls on you,
yeah.
you with the fucking butter knife, balls getting cut off, balls off.
Yeah.
The pictures are very graphic.
I wanted to capture the moment.
But as soon as I saw that, I was like, balls gone.
Done.
So they didn't have a chance.
You brought them, right?
Yeah, they're in a jar upstairs.
One of the deals was we had to eat each other's balls. Fine print at the bottom of the page.
Oh, I didn't print off the email. I already deleted it.
So I figured
sandbox.
You'd be late, so I ate my own balls. Yeah.
Well, I put mine in pickling.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Aaron and Woody won't eat them.
So here's something interesting. When you eat your own testicles,
yeah.
you have to cry.
Did you?
Who knew? Yeah, it's like automatic.
Yeah?
Just no. You can't be happy about it. Like, I tried. I mean, I was smiling, tasted my own testicle, and just fucking lost it.
What was it like?
You know that moment when you realize that your life is a complete and utter failure?
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, it's that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I don't know that I want to do that, though.
You have to, though.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll get around to it.
Okay, well, just let me eat your balls, and then...
They're up in that jar, so...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No prob, guys. Whew, glad we covered that topic.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you get that email from the Tron, you know what to do.
Cut your balls off.
And eat them.
Yep.
Read the fine print.
Feel sad about your life.
Yep.
Next topic...
We're moving right along here. The flow is good. I mean...
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Exactly what we should be.
Exactly. I think we're, you know, hard-hitting issues.
Yeah, where it counts. And you know what? If people didn't understand the metaphor of the penis and the balls and the cutting off,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, eat this dick, bitch. What's left of it, at least.
You know what? Cut your own balls off and don't eat them.
Oh! You just got told, son.
How about that?
Fuck you! All right.
Yeah.
So... Wait, did we just double sew?
Fuck yeah, high five. Bam!
Yeah!
Double sew!
Double sews! Which is asi-asi in Spanish.
Really?
Asi-asi.
Asi-asi.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like, yeah, yeah.
Because they're always like, so-so, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nothing's ever good. Nothing's ever bueno, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's Mexico, dude.
Yeah. It's always asi-asi.
The French is come see, come saw.
That is not true. That's what I say when I cut my balls off. Come see, come saw, you know what I mean?
That's fucking...
I'm come sawing all my balls off.
You can only do that trick once, though.
Yeah, well, I got it. You saw the pics, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put them up on our Facebook page.
Def, wait for those.
Check it out,
get
people.
Get excited. So...
What else can we be excited about?
I got some things to be excited about.
Yeah?
Those balls in that jar upstairs.
fucking dying.
Do you need to just take a mo, go up, eat the balls, come back down, get back? Dude, starting this podcast may have been the dumbest thing we've ever done. We've made it to 11 episodes. And we got people listening.
No, we don't.
We do. We do. We have people listening.
I'm dying. It's the best start we've ever done. Easily. Oh, my God. All right.
Hit it.
We have topics for you to discuss that are not related to everything we just talked about.
That is correct.
Actually, geek stuff, you know what I mean? Real things have happened in the geek world. We've been a little absent recently due to the ball-cutting incidents.
Yeah.
So, laid up in a hospital for 3 weeks.
That'll do it to you. You know what? How was the hospital when you were there?
Let me tell you what. The nurses are the best at hospitals.
Must have been hard getting an erection without no balls.
Well, I didn't have to because nurses are, get this, fat old ladies.
Nuh-uh.
I know, right?
Not on the TV I watched.
On the TV, they're like hot bitches, right?
Yeah.
But most of these women would have like short hair, short like cropped hair with like hair gel in it, and big, terrible, fucking horrifying asses.
Were they wearing flannel?
No, they wore like Winnie the Pooh scrubs.
Christ, that's worse than flannel.
I mean, like, seriously, my dick went inside of my body and just hid there the whole time.
Ew.
It was awful. What happened to the nurse? Like, every porno I've ever seen, first of all, they wear skirts. Yep. White, and they have, like, little hats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's like they go to Girls Costume Warehouse to get
Yeah, and then they need, like, semen samples. What they do is they're like, I guess I have to suck you off. Then they suck you off and get all the jizz in their mouth. And then they, like, spit into a cup. Like, that's every porno I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Have you...
What's porno?
Oh, you know what a porno is? Check this out, dude. This is gonna fucking blow your mind.
Okay.
Women are paid to fuck on film. And then you can watch that film of those gorgeous women being fucked and jerk off to it.
Okay, okay. What's jerk off?
Get ready for this. This is gonna blow your mind.
Okay, okay.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm telling you about this. This is the best thing ever. So your dick, right? You know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You start touching it, right?
Okay, like and, washing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Just the more you touch it, it starts to get bigger and harder, right?
Yes.
And then as it gets bigger and harder, everything you do feels better and better. And then if you go up and down with your hand on the shaft of the dick, it's like you're fucking a vagina as close as we can get. And then it just feels great for like maybe 2-3 minutes tops, because after that you gotta come. No one can last longer than 2 minutes.
Can you still do this with no balls?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I just cum blood. It's awesome, dude. It's fucking awesome.
That does not sound awesome.
It's, oh my God,
I'm never
so
gonna
cool.
do this jerk off thing.
Dude, it's so cool. Like, cause you know, like on movies when they write stuff on walls with blood, I always thought that they like had like a tomato ketchup thing, like full of blood, and they would like write on it. You just jizz it. Because the thing about it is, there's not a limited amount. Like, there's like you have a very small amount of cum you can shoot out of your dick, but when you're cumming blood, you can just keep cumming. You just keep jerking and blood just keeps shooting out of your dick.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay, Dr. JP.
Sorry, that hurts me.
What hurts you?
That blood, cum. Blood comes out of your pee-pee?
If you have no balls, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
Whoa, I thought you cut your balls off, son!
What?
You told me about 10 minutes ago that you cut your balls off.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, they're in the jar upstairs.
Okay, cool, good.
You're gonna eat them.
Super stoked about it.
Yeah.
Let's get to that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to the list. We were fucking assholes for too long. We dicked it up. And let's just talk about some shit that's happened in the geek world recently, because we've been out for quite some time. Here it is. Kick off the jam. Pump up the jam. Christian Slater. Great movie.
Oh, hell. So good.
The best.
If only we could talk about that.
We shouldn't talk about Christian Slater.
No, because it's not current. If we have a flashback episode, we'll hit up Pump Up the Jam.
Oh, my God. We should do that. Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Salt-N-Pepa.
Who sang that? No.
No?
No.
That's only... I don't know then.
We're Fresh doing Prince. Terrible at getting these topics.
Fresh Prince?
Is obviously the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Fresh Prince did that.
Fresh Prince, as played by Blair Underwood.
Who was Trudy on Facts of Life.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. High five.
Kabam!
We're so good at this. We're so good at this.
Yeah, listen to our show.
Yeah. You're doing great right now, guys. I'm so proud of you. That was like a formative father, like my character that I play. When I do something great, I tell myself that.
In that voice?
Yeah. You're doing great, guys. Keep it going.
It sounds like you're almost like a Italian mob boss.
Yeah, affirmative father. Hey, whack that guy over there. You're doing great.
Oh, like a godfather.
Yeah, the affirmative father. The godfather.
Got it. Affirmation, ties into religion. Mm-hmm. Got it. Sorry, I'm a little
off. Jesus Christ, we're deep tonight.
Yeah.
Deep in that fucking ass, you know what I mean?
You should listen to our other podcast called Deepopolis.
Oh my God, it's just Kierkegaard and Nietzsche all the time. Like, it's so intense. I am the Uberman! No, I am the Uberman!
We'll solve society's problems on Deepopolis.
We just create the
beer. Yes. I don't know if you've been listening to the other podcasts these assholes are doing called Geekopolis, but they have a lot of issues with dicks. We're here to solve those issues with dicks tonight on Deepopolis.
That was the theme song that they would have. It's very classy.
It is.
Yeah.
I've never listened to their
Me
show.
Me neither. It's fucking dumb,
morons.
Dude. Idiot sauce. Hey, here's this list of topics.
Okay. Just look at the paper and read from the list.
I'm gonna do it, guys!
You can do it. Use your words. Come on.
I'm breathing deep like I'm giving birth.
You can't give birth.
What if we could give
birth? I would never let it happen. Oh, there's the list. It's somewhere off there. That's a topic for Deepopolis, okay? What if we could give birth? What would be the political and social ramifications of men having children? Next time on Deepopolis. You know what? Deepopolis would actually probably get a lot more hits than Geekopolis because people would be like, I gotta listen to this shit.
Yeah.
It's getting deep up in there.
It's so deep right now. It's so smart.
So deep. No, it'd be people looking for porn.
Oh.
And they'd be like, oh, Deepopolis. It's probably already taken.
We should check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? How many minutes are we in? We haven't fucking talked about a goddamn 20 thing.
20 minutes.
We've been doing this for 20 minutes, all right? And we haven't mentioned one goddamn topic. It's like we're not even trying.
We're not.
Maybe we are.
Ooh.
Maybe we're trying too hard. So maybe like in life, the goal is to not really try, but just to do.
Just try to be?
Like Yoda. Yoda says there is no try, there's only do. You know what I mean? Or is he talking about like, what, is that what he says?
Yeah, do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah.
I think that's what he says.
No, he says there is no try, there's only Mountain Dew. Right?
Yeah, and then there's also the purple one.
There's the purple
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and the Halo run, and then Spartan, the Master Chief comes out.
Yeah, and there was the World of Warcraft one.
And then Master Chief is like, yo, what's up, Yoda? Let's do this. And then him and Yoda hops on Master Chief's back, and then they run through the forest, and Darth Vader shows up, and he's like, yo, what's up? I got all this Pepsi.
He didn't say that. He's like, yo, what's up?
He's all like, no, no, No is shit.
And Pat May.
No.
That's why he drinks Pepsi, because it sounds like Padme.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's two syllables.
Darth Vader's a fucking bitch.
He is. And they make him an even bigger bitch. We'll talk about that if we ever get to the list.
If we ever get to a topic about how maybe some things have happened to Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars?
But we're not going to talk about that. Maybe we should.
You got to unroll the list to do that.
You know what?
We have an intro to that topic right now. We've built ourselves up.
Should we do it?
We could go
into that. Let's fucking do it.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. All right,
guys.
Drop the bones.
All right, guys. We're going to do it.
Yes.
So, we made it.
We're here.
We got to the list.
God, it feels good.
This intro worked great, by the way.
Fucking fantastic.
It was beautiful.
We knew what our audience wants.
We know how to intro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
We get there, no problem. Just right into it. Just, you know, all killer, no filler. That's what I've always said.
That's it.
We're so good at this.
We're writing checks and snapping necks.
Have you written a check for this yet? Because we don't have any money.
About that. We'll talk about that after the show. I've invested in this other program called Deepopolis.
Oh, that sounds cool. What's it about?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hook me up. I thought you did balls or whatever.
Yeah, balls. They'll be a lot like eggs. That's how my balls were.
They're not.
That's how mine were.
It's not at all like that.
That's how mine were.
Okay. Yeah,
totally.
Very similar to eggs, huh?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Hard boiled.
I can't wait.
You'll love it.
Super stoked.
But the intro, Yoda.
We did it. We did that perfect intro.
We were there.
We had it. We're right on this precipice to get started.
And we
it's like I'm
it.
So anxious. I'm so anxious to get there.
Yeah.
To try to make it. Like, I feel like I'm getting nervous.
It's like you on prom night?
Yeah. Like, I'm just deep sweats. Like, I'm just getting sweats, and, like, my stomach hurts, and, like, we're going to talk about it, and I'm just afraid to talk about it. There's been so much.
You just got to ram it in there, and instead of ramming it in, you're trying to talk about it.
I'm just nervous.
She's getting uncomfortable. She's not going to listen anymore. She just wants the D in her V-G.
She just wants the D in her V-G?
Yeah. So give her the D.
Okay.
Give her the D off the list.
Hold my hand while I do this.
Give her the D off the list.
All right, guys.
Give her the D off the list.
Star Wars Blu-rays!
Yeah?
No!
Look at that. You just busted that nut for this episode.
I did it.
Man.
I made it. I'm so proud of us.
Star Wars Blu-rays. September 16th.
Who gives a fuck? Are you going to be buying them? Are you really, like, super stoked to get these?
No.
So here's what Jay Lucas, which I think is what we call him now, for jealous of George Lucas.
This is a clone.
He's a fucking awful human being that decides to ruin everything that was great about the world. Has decided to add in additional material to the movies again. Every fucking time he releases them, he adds in more awful shit. And every new edition is exponentially worse than the last.
But this is the complete saga. Maybe this is the last time.
No!
They'll touch it?
It won't. It's the thing that you're realizing is that he's going to keep changing these movies. It will never be done. And that every additional change is worse and makes the movies worse and makes your everything. It's like the rose taking away the rose like color glasses and like just making Star Wars suck.
Just so he's like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like he goes in, he touches it once. He kind of likes it, even though it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's what he shouldn't be doing. He goes back again. He touches it again. He really likes it that time. Then he goes back. It ends up, you know, because Star Wars is like his kids.
Yeah.
He ends up fucking his kids.
Yes.
Then he gives birth to the original trilogy. Goes in there, starts molesting them.
Yeah.
Fucks them eventually, and then has this Blu-ray...
Oh,
this
awful.
Set come out, so it's like a fucking double inbred grandchild of Lucas from hell. Yeah. It comes out looking like Watto. That's what it looks like when it's born. Looks like Watto.
Which Watto always reminded me of like a person with the dick hanging off his like front of his face.
Dude, if George Lucas fucked his kids, had kids, and then fucked those kids and had kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get. A fucking person.
You remember that movie with Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase and Demi Moore?
Nothing But Trouble.
Yes.
It's on Netflix right now. Yeah. Enjoy it, people.
It's a fucking awful great movie.
Yes, it is.
And Dan Aykroyd plays a character with a dick nose.
Yeah. The judge.
Yeah, which is what George Lucas looks to me like me now.
Yeah.
George Lucas is the dick-nosed judge.
He is... No, he's just the dick-nosed. The judge is still there. He's just the dick-nosed.
He is that character. He's judgy. He's ignorant. He's awful. He has a terrible family. He makes terrible choices.
I think really you're giving George Lucas... the character from that movie a bad rap.
Because you're right.
He doesn't deserve that.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry, character with dick nose, judge.
Dan Aykroyd played.
Rest in peace.
He's still alive. It's
Dan
John
Aykroyd is 100% dead.
No, it's John Candy.
Dan Aykroyd died 2 months ago in a Peruvian prison.
Really? Fuck.
Yeah. He was in a knife fight over some crackers.
Yeah. Crackers? I thought he'd go at least over a bologna sandwich.
Listen, shit is hard times in Peru right now. Don't fucking sell t-shirts
you know
on the
what?
Beach.
Then we're making this episode out to, you know, Danny A.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, man.
Danny A.
We're going to do some shots of Crystal Skull Vodka.
Oh, my God.
And get fucking drunk.
Yep.
But,
By the way, Crystal Skull, thanks for that one, George fucking Lucas.
Oh.
God damn it.
Why'd you have to even bring that up?
You cross-referenced.
I did not mean to do that. I was just thinking purely of the vodka, not of that movie.
Listen, when Darth Vader throws the Emperor, he makes that choice. It is a silent choice to where is he going to let his son die or kill the Emperor and betray the Empire. And when he does it, you don't know what he's going to do. They've decided to add the word no, 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 like he's being raped.
That's
into that scene.
That's three words. Just the same word used over and over.
Yeah, repetition for emphasis.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll go over as well as the no scene at the end of episode 3.
Which you know they didn't get, like...
James Earl Jones
back to do anymore. Like, oh, we got a bunch of no's. Let's just throw them in this scene.
Yep.
Oh, God. This is worse than fucking Han firing 5th. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or 17.
They've added... What they've done is they've... You remember when Han Solo shot Greedo?
He shot first.
In the Cantina Center? Yeah. Remember when he shot him first? What they've done is... Because they don't want Han Solo to look like a bad guy. So they've added Greedo shoots, right? And then the sniper on the grassy knoll shoots, right? Then the barkeep shoots. Then that fucking weird alien bitch that sings that song shoots, right? Then 3 Ewoks show up, shoot each other.
Fuck.
Yeah.
An Ewok standoff?
Yeah, it's Mexican standoff.
No, no, it's an Ewok standoff, bro.
Oh.
That's even worse, because the Ewoks now blink.
Oh, God. You can't blink during a Mexican Ewok standoff.
Fuck no, you can't. If you do, you're dead, son. Because Han Solo will shoot you in the fucking back, because he's a villain.
After 17 shots, he will shoot. He is, you know... He won't do it until because he's
contract.
A good guy. He's
it's
a good
contract.
Guy. He's yeah. a good guy. He's not going to fucking shoot you first. You and all of your friends and all of their friends get to shoot at him first, and then he will return fire, maybe, because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
All right? George Lucas knows his characters.
What else did they alter that you remember?
Oh, they made Princess Leia, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they just reshot... All the footage with Carrie Fisher now as opposed to Carrie Fisher then.
Yeah. They've re-edited Carrie Fisher back in as Jabba the Hutt.
And,
She's Jabba the Hutt now, and then Ryan Reynolds is playing Princess Leia.
Fuck, I'd tap that.
Yeah. Shit's hot, bro. Shit's hot.
Oh. So, have you seen the price tag on that?
$6 million.
Yep.
That's how much it should be, because I'm not going to fucking buy it, so it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. It could be $20 million. It could be 10 cents or $20 million. I'm not buying it.
I heard somebody quoting it at $70.
I don't give a fuck.
Lord of the Rings was 3 movies. It was $100.
Yeah.
This is 6 movies. I bet it's going to be $150.
I don't care. Did I tell you that?
You did. Not going to get my money either.
I'm not even thinking about it. Like, it's not even crossing my mind. I'm just like, okay, done. Don't, like... Whatever, they're dead to me. I'm not watching these fucking movies. I want to see Han shoot first. I don't want to see him shoot 17th. I don't want fucking Darth Vader crying every 10 minutes and screaming no, 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 no every scene he's in. So,
yeah, I agree.
Just not going to fucking watch it. Okay. Fail. George Lucas, shut the fuck up. Stop it. Seriously, guys? Somebody needs to stop this man.
You know what? I really kind of tipped it for me, too. The final thing was, if you look at the box...
Yeah.
You know, you'd think you'd have an iconic character, somebody fucking badass to promote this. No, on the box, it's Tatooine, the two moons. You have Little Annie. And then you have Hayden Christensen.
Hold on. So you're telling me that Annie from that shitty fucking play is on the goddamn cover of the Star Wars?
Yeah, Little Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan goddamn Annie. Is Daddy Warbucks there?
He's on one of the sons that are on Tatooine.
Got you.
Yeah.
Man, that's fucked. I didn't know that they added them into the Star Wars universe, but man.
Yep, they added them. They fucking put Snoopy in there. As the Red Baron, he's going to be taking Luke's place in the Death Star run.
So Little Orphan Annie, Ryan Reynolds, and Snoopy.
You got Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, gotta have them. Cheech and Chong show up.
It was just
Cheech Marin playing. Chong is dead.
The Transformers show up.
Chong died in that knife fight.
Yeah,
with Dan.
Fuck. And then at the very end, Captain America shows up.
Only way to be.
And he kills Darth Vader with his shield.
Yeah.
That's the
change. I think we would make better movies with our additions than his fucking additions.
Fuck yeah.
This sounds way better.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck these guys. All right. We're running out of time. Let's run through some stuff. Here's some cool shit that just went down. Chinatown.
Boom.
Superman's Kustom. Ooh. Just showed up.
Yeah. Daddy likes.
So, for those of you who don't know what the fuck is going on, have never opened an internet browser, Superman, they're making a new Superman movie called Man of Steel, directed by Zack Snyder, and being overseen by Chrissy Knowles, and they've updated the costume. One of the things they've done is they've stripped out the red underpants, and they've added in, I would almost call it like... alien type piping into the armor.
It's some sort of ribbing.
It's ribbed for his pleasure.
And also yours. Because once you see it, you'll be like, oh, damn. And in fact, you know, now that you mentioned they took out the red and they took out the belt.
Yeah.
Now thinking about it, when I saw the costume, put it all together, it didn't even miss a beat for me. I wasn't like, he doesn't have red underwear.
Yeah.
That wasn't an issue for me at all.
Because really, it's kind of dumb to have red underwear.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the style that was done.
I mean, I'm wearing my underwear on the outside right now.
Right, and they're red, and it works for you.
Covered in jizz. Jizz covered.
I think the two things that they did, three
almost
things...
Almost pink with all the jizz on it.
Yeah, it's a little distracting.
Well, what are you going to do?
It's like you got fucking the little Krypton right there. When you go and you fucking wash those underwear, you're going to destroy that planet.
That's the best description of my dick. It's little Krypton.
Your little ball of Krypton. But
that's what I'll call my dick from now on.
Little Krypton. Hey, ladies, you want to come to a little Krypton?
It's going
to
explode.
That just happened, folks. You just witnessed that right there. So, I mean, you have the boots, you have the cape, and the cape I was concerned with, it's going to be a cloth cape, not a shitty leather.
Yeah, it looks good,
leather.
It's real flowy.
But the S symbol, that's where I was sold.
Big enough.
Oh, it's on the chest, it's the entire chest. It's not like the one douchey version that was in the other Superman movie.
Soupy Turns. And so, which is a copy of As the World Turns, because it was basically a shitty soap opera.
Yeah, it was.
But what looks good about this, first of all, Henry Cavill, who's playing Superman, looks beef, all right?
Yes. I'm like, that's not the kid from Couch in Monte Cristo.
Did you say the Couch in Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
The Couch in the Monte Cristo. You know what ate that sandwich and fell asleep on the couch?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's a wonderful sandwich. It's got the egg, it's got the jelly, it's got the bread.
Yum, yum, yum.
And then I take my naps.
The Couch in Monte Cristo.
The Couch in the Monte Cristo. It's how you start out your Sunday brunch. But the Couch in Monte Cristo.
This is the dumbest thing.
But, no, the costume put together. Well, the costume was put together as well with the sandwiches. Check out superherohype.com. There's a Superman section. Go there, click dot thing drag, look at the costume.
Click dot thing drag.
Yeah, I'm the technical one on the show.
You got it figured out, bro.
Yep. What's the internet browser?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll take care of it.
All right, good.
Wow, I'm glad that we fucking covered that.
Yeah, we got that one done.
That was so nice. That was so nice. Oh my gosh. All right. Little thing happened recently, and I'm going to let my man take it away from here, because this dude is a goddamn fucking Robert E. Howard aficionado.
That's very true.
And he loves him some Conans.
I love me some Conan.
And new movie, go.
So the new movie came out 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
It stars the guy that's also in Game of Thrones. I don't know names.
Jason Momoa.
Thank you. He played Khal Drogo. And that, fantastic. People don't, I think, really have connected him yet to Conan and Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad, because the guy did a fantastic job in the movie. And before I get too much into that, I want to tell you about my favorite part of the movie was the beginning. Ron Perlman's in the beginning. They're raising the Viking clan. But there's a fight scene with, like, teenage or adolescent Conan. He kills, like, 5 jungle dudes.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Hmm.
Like, the weaponry, the costuming, everything looks fantastic. The story, as far as it goes, it is a freshly penned story. You're not looking at anything that's been based off of things done in the past. They do his birth and everything correctly. I mean, it is, he was born on battle, so that stuff's touched on. But what's nice, if you are an aficionado, through the movie, they're like, Conan did this, and it'll mention the Tower of the Elephant. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah, that's badass.
Yeah.
So, there's nice boobies in it.
I love the boobies.
There's plenty of blood. They spared no expense. Like, they fucking kill people. They kill people right.
Nice.
And the pacing was very well. Like any action movie of that genre, I mean, it can kind of get convoluted and a little, like, what the fuck's going on. But if you go back and watch the Conan movies of the 80s, I won't say that's as good as the original Conan the Barbarian, because that just has some special oomph, you know, right there.
I love that movie.
But it makes Conan the Destroyer look like a little bitch.
Not hard to do.
It's not. Yeah. But
you could really feel the PG-13 rating on Conan the Destroyer.
Yeah, and you could definitely feel the rated R rating on this.
Good.
Like, they mixed in a little bit of magic. They did the whole thing. I mean, awesome.
So you really enjoyed it.
I did.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
That movie fucking bombed.
It did.
It cost several dozen million dollars. I mean, just not, I don't know if it was over 100 million, but it was like maybe 70 mil. First weekend gross, which is usually half to a little under half, sometimes it's about a third. A total profits was like 10 million. So they're probably going to look at banking 40 if they're lucky.
And that's really too bad, because I think the problem is people right now, a lot of them are just fed up with the remakes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't too keen on the title Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
You know, if it had been Conan and the Necromancer's Girdle, or, you know, whatever the fuck they wanted to call it.
Yeah.
That would have given it a better appeal than we're just remaking this movie. Like, if you're going into it to relaunch a franchise, one, original script, I don't know that I would have done. I probably would have pulled something directly from what Howard had written, because there's fucking gold there.
Yeah, there's a reason it's been around for fucking ever.
Exactly. But if that's, you know, what they felt they had to do, it's no fault of the actors.
Yeah.
Because I felt they all did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it was promoted, was kind of poor. I do agree with that.
I just wonder if it had a lot to do with when it was released, with how they were marketing, which I don't know if the marketing necessarily was that bad, because the trailers were kind of fun. The initial teaser trailer was right. A complete blown opportunity, and we discovered that, we talked about that, and you really felt how the marketing team was failing, because they released a minute and a half trailer of just green mist and wasted time, and it actually turned people off of the movie. But even then, it took them forever to announce the R-rated rating, and they obviously were shooting for R-rated. Why they didn't just embrace it out of the gate and just talk about it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, when the new Rambo got released, and even with the Expendables when they came out, everyone was worried, like, PG-13 or R, PG-13 or R. And you know what? Stallone, coming from the 80s,
yeah,
you know, was like, it's going to be rated R. What the fuck are you thinking?
I'm making a fucking awesome movie.
Exactly. I'm going to blow people away.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a 50 cal. I'm going to use a fucking machete. I'm going to use a combat shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And people will embrace the R. They will go see it.
Well, part of it is that the way movie theaters are set up right now, it has completely and utterly turned off adult males from that experience. Because, I don't know, speaking from my experiences, I fucking hate going to the movies and having a group of teenage girls or whatever or whoever fucking bitching or pulling out their cell phones or running them down the aisles, which happens if you go to any movie past 2 o'clock, you're going to get that.
Yeah, but you're also going in there to see, like, Smursh 3D. Like, you thought you were going to just be able to sit down and watch Smursh 3D.
I went to watch the kids there and touch my dick.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what happens when you do that.
The theater kicks you out and has you arrested. It happens. They have me on file now. I'm not allowed back in. I get it.
But the movie experience has declined. But I think another thing that caused the problem this summer was you had such a variety of films come out.
Yeah.
You had your couple comic book releases, which I think we're going to see a mainstay of two, maybe three of those a year now. So you had that. Then you had your Cowboys and Aliens come out.
Yeah. Don't forget about your Transformers.
You had Transformers.
So Harry Potter.
So you have all these different genres. Like, normally, you know, back in the day, like, it was laid out, like, you just had the one big science fiction movie, or you just had the one big Bruce Willis action blockbuster. Like, that's what it was all built around. And now, for going into, you know, that kind of adult fiction-y thing, you have so many choices. And if you go and you have one bad movie experience, why are you going to want to go back?
Well, you're right. So it's the saturation of the market. And it has to do with people being tired of seeing that genre of film. Or maybe it's also just, like, maybe it is a saturation where it's like, I'd already seen 15 fucking movies in the theater this summer, and I was fucking tired of going, and I didn't want to see a 16th. You know, I'm tired of spending $25 a show, tired of dealing with the kids. And it was a late theater, it was a late summer release, and basically people had already, all their hype had lived up to it. Transformers was out, Harry Potter was out, Captain America was out, Thor was out. Maybe if it had come out around Thor, it could have done double, triple, quadruple what they made.
Absolutely. People had already shot their loads.
Yep.
At the theater, school's starting back up, and, you know, it's fucking tough. People are now watching their pennies. Yeah. So they had to, you know, go buy a $300 pair of shoes, which is the same cost of taking your family of four to the movie theater.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So,
I mean, so I think we covered Conan, and then also some of its abysmal failure fiscally, and how there probably won't be a sequel now, which sucks.
It does suck.
Because it would have been interesting to see where they're going to take it.
It does suck because of that. And, you know, if they're smart, maybe they can try to reinvest. Hopefully the DVD sales or something will be fairly solid. But if not, that's too bad. It makes me cry.
Okay. All right. And we only have a couple more things here. We're going to really run out of time. Because we covered a lot of topics at the beginning, you know what I mean?
It was very intense.
Ran through so much.
Fucking a lot.
So, just real quick, Walking Dead, AMC, you're a bunch of fucking assholes. They fired Frank Darabont, and they've cut funding to the episodes. And basically they're trying to turn Walking Dead into a goddamn soap opera and not feature any of the zombies because the zombie makeup is too expensive, which is, to me, just the biggest fuck you to the fans that love what they've done.
That is completely retarded. I mean, AMC, don't go and milk this thing out to be more than what it is. It's The Walking Dead should be two, maybe three, no more than four seasons of these people and their struggle, and there needs to be an end solution put into it. I mean, do something good, do something right. Now, I know a lot of the money that was funneled out of that went into Mad Men.
Yeah.
I've recently watched all the episodes of Mad Men. Great show. I mean, I love the production value. The story is good, but it's also now running a little bit thin. It's been four seasons. There's only so much you can do with the characters and their stories.
There is something about the way the British handle TV shows. There's a beginning and an end, and they're done. British Office ended when it needed to end.
Exactly.
The American Office is now on season eight, past where it needed to end or something. Like, it needed to end four seasons ago.
Yes, it needed to end about the fourth season. Like, it would have been fine if it ended with Jim and Pam getting married, and, you know, that would have been done, but
wherever that happened. It just after that, now it just feels completely overwrought and tired.
Yes, it is. It's been beaten and beaten and beaten and beaten, and now we're going to take a beating because Walking Dead is gonna suck. And
it's going to keep going as a lower budget, keep going, and the show director that made it great is gone. So, I mean, like, hey, let's fire the guy that made The Green Mile. He obviously don't know what he's doing.
No, that was a horrible movie. I don't care about the environment. So,
hey, Shawshank Redemption, fuck you.
I don't care about religion.
God damn it.
I watch movies for a living, okay?
I can tell. You know a lot of stuff about them.
Oh, you know what? One thing I do want to touch on. We're going to go back to Star Wars very quickly. Xbox is releasing a special edition 360 with a Kinect. It does actually look badass. The 360 looks like R2-D2. And you get a C-3PO controller.
Oh, come on.
It looks fucking cool. At first I was like, no, this is going to be lame. It makes the sounds. And it comes with the Kinect Star Wars game, which is supposed to be one of the most horrible fucking games ever.
This is the worst end to our podcast ever. Oh my god.
I'm trying to throw a
3CPO controller.
It's the gold, that has like gold color.
Do you get to push his buttons, if you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah, you do.
Because he's a gay bot.
Yeah, you can even plug in.
Oh.
Yeah, and have special headphones.
Oh my god, wait, does C-3PO plug into R2-D2?
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
That's how he charges.
Yeah, he does charge him up.
That's how he charges.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get in this fucking disaster.
Is that the list, though? We
covered the list.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is best podcast ever.
Easily. Top three ever, at least.
Dick Wands, episode 10, and now episode 11.
Yep.
Which is probably about how many more Star Wars movies are coming.
Yes, guaranteed.
Then they'll be re-edited.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's throw it out. You got it?
What?
Yeah, the end.
Oh, the end. I thought you said something first, and then I said something.
Yes, we're done.
Oh, thanks for listening to Geekopolis. You can find the rest of the shit you want to listen to and do and stuff on the internet. Also, don't forget to, you know, try Deepopolis. For the best of everything else on the internet. Later.